You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho has the second highest rate of accidental child drownings in the nation, ranking only behind Florida, this according to the CDC. And that's one of the main reasons why the Greater Boise Aquatic Foundation was started, to address the critical need for water safety. Ryan Stratton is one of the founders of the organization, and he is joining us live today to talk more. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So can we start with that statistic? Because I think, Ryan, it's shocking no matter what, but particularly shocking because we're a landlocked state. So I think sometimes there are misconceptions about the need for more water safety here in our state.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people don't realize that drowning is the second leading cause of death amongst children. I mean, it's kind of an astounding statistic when you hear it. But, you know, Idaho is a land of water. We might be landlocked, but we have more miles of rivers than any state in the country. We've got lakes and canals in our backyard sometimes. And not to mention, you know, public pools and backyard pools. And what we don't do is do a very good job of making sure our kids know how to swim and making sure we're providing, you know, that community safety benefit of providing those swim lessons to kids and adults alike, for that matter.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, because I have two children. My oldest is 13, and I have to say it was difficult to find classes that when he was a baby that would actually teach him water safety, instead of kind of like a parent and baby class that got them, you know, comfortable in the water. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think finding, you know, quality swim lessons is a challenge, period. I think in Boise, finding swim lessons is a challenge, period. And a lot of that's just, you know, increasing population we have here and lack of resources for pools and water space to teach those lessons in. We just simply don't have adequate water space. And that's one of the primary goals of our organization, is to provide that water space so that we have room to teach those lessons and teach those kids and teach those adults. And, you know, it may not just be learn to swim. It could be other general forms of water safety, whether it be lifeguarding classes or things of that nature.
So one of the things that your organization wants to do is to build a new aquatic center to be able to provide these areas of water safety that we've discussed. So talk about how this idea came from just an idea to founding this organization.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is something we've kind of talked about in, you know, in Jasper for a number of years. But, you know, 2 years ago, maybe right at the beginning of the pandemic, and realizing what how little water space was around for our kids to, whether it be competitive swimming or the swim lessons we just talked about. And so we kind of put our heads together and said, well, how can we make this happen? What can we do as a group of people to put together a new aquatic facility? So, you know, we really kind of reached out to some, you know, interested parties, people that have a vested interest in the sport of swimming or in providing swim lessons. And we're able to put together a pretty good chunk of private capital. And we reached out to the Greater Boise, you know, Auditorium District, who had kind of contemplated a pool project a number of years before. And they're very excited about, you know, facilitating this and becoming partners in a private-public partnerships to put together a you know, world-class aquatic center that can provide this community with not only access to water for some lessons, but a first-class, internationally approved competitive swim venue that we can host pretty significant events and bring a lot of people into this valley for economic benefit. So we really tried to create a venue that's going to provide a lot of different benefits for the community and the Treasure Valley as a whole.
And so you have found land, correct?
That's correct. Auditorium District was gracious enough to buy us 3.75 acres up off of Federal Way in Findlay. And so that's going to be the location of the Aquatic Center. And obviously plans are moving forward with the hope of being able to break ground on that Aquatic Center, in January of 2022.
And what would be, when do you think it would be able to be finished and ready to go?
Well, I mean, the hope is certainly to be open in 2022, and you know, we all know how the construction process can go. But if we're able to hit all the targets and goals that we have outlined, we'd like to see the doors open, you know, late summer, early fall, so August, mm-hmm. September-ish of 2022.
So I know you talked about, I mean, of course, the critical need for water safety. I mean, things like swim lessons, lifeguarding opportunities, but also, you know, competitive swim. Would the aquatic center be open, though, to people who just want to come and recreate and swim? Because once again, especially during the pandemic, it has been difficult to find spaces like that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is intended to be a public use facility. And so we will always have space for lap swimmers. We'll always have space for personal fitness or people that want to recreate. We want to provide opportunities for swim teams and water polo teams and, you know, other things of that nature. We want to have space for physical therapy use, obviously the swim lessons. And so we've really tried, again, build a facility that can handle all those and make sure it's accessible mm-hmm. to the public. And, you know, part of the Greater Boise Aquatics Foundation mission is to make sure that anyone can use the facility, whether they can afford it or not. So, you know, if you can afford to pay, we want you to do that. If you can't afford a swim lesson, we want to make sure that we provide that lesson to you free of charge. Water safety, learning to swim is of so much importance. We want that's the mission of the foundation, is to provide that water access to anyone that needs it.
Well, I've always said that it is swimming. Everyone needs to learn to swim because it could literally save your life. With that said, we only have about 2 minutes left. You have a big fundraiser coming up next week. And I think to say that you have a pretty impressive keynote speaker is really putting it very mildly.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted to make a splash, pun intended, of course. You know, we really tried to do all of this, you know, kind of in a silent manner to get everything queued up. We've got about 70% of our project funding completed. And so we brought in the biggest name we could. And Michael Phelps will be here in Boise on Tuesday, November 16th for an event. Michael's foundation, the Michael Phelps Foundation, is really, their mission is in alignment with the Greater Boise Aquatics Foundation. And, you know, again, the goal is to raise awareness for the need of water space, the need to teach kids to swim, mental health, you know, availability of coaching and mentorship. And we're really excited to have Michael in. We're going to do a great moderated conversation, some opportunities for some people to spend some time with him one-on-one. But for the most part, it's just a great chance for Boiseans to kind of hear from the greatest of all time and what the sport of swimming has done for him.
And I'm assuming tickets are still available. How do people do that?
Yes, still some tickets available. We're filling those up pretty quickly. The best resource to go is to our website, which is gbafswim.com. So that's Greater Boise Aquatics Foundation, gbafswim.com.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. It is an important conversation to be having. Ryan Stratton is one of the founders of the Greater Boise Aquatic Foundation. Their fundraiser, featuring keynote address by Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps, will be Tuesday, November 16th. Tickets are still available. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters as well. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Thursday. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.